Okay, we are on the air. Excellent. I'm glad everyone is here to hear our second part, hopefully our last part of the study, as it deals with last day events, the glass generation. According to Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, check it out. I tell you, check it out. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank thee for this wonderful day that you have granted to us. Now, as we read and open your word, as we try to dive into your mysteries of the Bible, help us to understand and appreciate your will. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us. Purge us. Help us to represent thee in all ways, forms, and fashion. Open the hearts of the P listeners, that they might be able to hear and perceive what saith thou. Let them pass it on to others, so that they might be able to hear and pass it on. That your word might go throughout the earth. Help it not be my words, but your words from on high. Speak through me and to the people. Amen. Okay, so we have been studying some deep stuff now. Now, I was speaking with somebody who heard what I presented, and they were telling me, that's not how we understood what you said. That's not how we got it. No, we've missed that. I said, okay. All right. So, this one, we're going to, you know, wrap up what we did, some of it last week, so that everybody can be with me. If you're misunderstanding it, if you're not getting the point, then what's the point? Okay. So, we found out that in the Bible, when we study the Bible, all the information is not found in one place on last day events. We know we find Daniel, find the major prophets, we find the minor prophets, we find the Gospels, which we're studying out of now, and we find the book of Revelation. So that's a lot of study. That's a lot of things. Now, we have already covered the thousand-year reign, and we have already covered the apostasy, or the heresy that's being taught in reference to the thousand-year reign. Okay, now we're touching on another one. We've already covered the secret rapture, and we talked about that apostasy, that error, that heresy also. Now we're talking about last day events and the last generation, and we're going to explore, and you'll be able to see the heresy that's in that too. Error. Nonsense. But if you don't study major prophets, the minor prophets, Daniel, the Gospels, the Revelation, you ain't gonna get it. So, please, everybody study to show yourself approved. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, I challenge you. I challenge you. I challenge my children. I challenge myself. I challenge everybody to study the Bible every day. Pick out some time to study. An hour, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever works for you, so that you can get the word filling your soul, so that your spiritual individual, your spiritual being may be fed. So that you might feed it the sincere milk of the word. And that's all you on is the milk. Baby. That's all you on. You ain't eating the meat now. And the meat means food. You know, you ain't eating hard food. You ain't eating celery and carrots and all that stuff, you know? Fruits and vegetables, you just drink in the sincere milk of the word. All right, now, let me start. Okay, so, do that every day. And get back with me and tell me within a month, a year, whatever. But hey, I've been doing this, and I am just having a ball loving the word. The word means more to, you know, whatever experience you have. Thank you. Okay. Now, we found out in Matthew 24 on the Mount Olivet Discourse. Let me think. It's not on the Mount of Olive Discourse. Yeah, it could be on the Mount of Olive Discourse. Mm-hmm. So, what we are finding, or what we're thinking, they showed in Matthew 24, verse 1, that the disciples said to Yeshua, hey, look at the beautiful temple, man. Check the joints out. Yeshua says, yo, come on, fellas. And this temple will be destroyed, Jack. There will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. Verse 2. And then we went through some of the destructions of Jerusalem as it was listed in 2 Kings chapter 6, Lamentations chapter 4, Deuteronomy chapter 28. And so we find the same thing happening at 70 AD, the people hating the Hebrews. Okay. Now let's remember now the people in the Bible, okay, biblical people are, especially the Old Testament, are Hebrews. They're not what we call today European Jews. Okay, let's make that clear. Okay? All right. Okay, so as we go through this, we find that people, you know, will understand we have the Weeping Wall that people go to today, the European Jews go today. They say that was part of the temple that was built back then. And so then that's not a complete fulfillment of what Yeshua says. He said not one stone will be left upon the, there will be no Weeping Wall. So if there's a Weeping Wall, this was not the final and complete fulfillment. It might have been a partial fulfillment in 70 AD, but it was not the complete and final fulfillment that Yeshua was talking about. Okay. So, since then, people have gone about trying to conclude things. And we found in Matthew 24, there was three questions that we're addressing. When shall be the destruction of Jerusalem, where not one stone be left upon another? What shall be the sign of thy coming? And what shall be the sign of the end of the world? The main things that we are dealing with is the sign of his second coming and the sign of the end of the world. Now, many people have, you know, gone through explanations and prophesying and all this other stuff, saying when last days come. Nobody knows the last day. I don't know when the last day. And I, if anybody says Emmanuel says it, you can say Emmanuel said he did not. Okay, so I do not. Okay, so let's get real. Okay, so now there are the church. Okay, I keep saying it, the church. The European pagan Christian church. Let's make it clear here. Okay. Now, why do you call them the European pagan Christian church? Okay. First of all, the Europeans. Okay. It's a European movement of Christianity. They stole the gospel and put it in Rome. And all that is documented. Okay. And then Constantine said that he saw a cross and he says, go conquering it. And so that's what the Crusades and all of this stuff is about. And they ripped off the people and so forth. So that whole movement. And now when the Catholic Church joined or started the Universal Church, because that's what they call themselves, the Universal Church, okay, that they changed the images that were pagan, where you had Zeus, where you had Neptune, where you had Mercury, where you had, you know, these different gods, Venus and all of this other stuff. They changed the names to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Mary, Jesus, Joseph, you know, you name it. So all they did was change the name. So they took their pagan worship of idols, still worship them idols today, took them pagan worship idols, the Universal Church, the Christian Church, Catholic Church, where all Protestant churches come from, because she is the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. She's the mother. And the daughters are her Protestant churches that came out of her in protest and said that she sits on the throne of hell. That's what Martin Luther said back in the 1500s. The monk. Okay? So, this is what we're talking about. Okay? So, this is why it's called the European Pagan Christian church, because that's what it is. It's European, all them boys at the top. No matter what denomination you go to, they'll go to the top. They're always European. Okay? When you look at being pagan, the paganism is that they came from changing the names of their idols to names of biblical characters, which they still worship. And that's why he was named Jesus, because Jesus in Spanish is Jesus. See, it's right there. It tells you they worship Zeus. Zeus is Jesus. Jesus, or Jesus, whatever you want to call it. But do you see it? This is there. Okay? They changed the name, all this stuff. But, you know, hey, that's another study. So, we've talked about the counterfeit, because the Bible says that there will be some who says that they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And that's what the church says today. The church says that we are the spiritual. What? We have taken the place of the Hebrews. We are the spiritual church. We are the church of God. God is interested in us. These Gentiles, these pagans, worshipers? I don't think so. But that's what they teach. So, anyway. Then they bring forth what we call the European Jews. So there you go. You got the European pagan church, Christendom. Then you have the European Jewish. Oh, the European Jews? Oh, wait. The people in the Bible were not white. They wasn't European. You can't find about nothing about, you cannot find any place in the Bible, in the Old Testament, where it says that the Europeans married into the Hebrews. You don't find that. You find the Africans, you find the Egyptians, you find the Nubians, you find the Cushites, you find the different black people, the Canaanites, you find all of these black people, all the descendants of Ham, who the European pagan Christian church says was cursed, and the black people are cursed, and that's why they was in slavery. All of these lies and myths and theories are all because they wanted to say that they are the true church. So they try to make people think that the Jews of the Bible, or the people of the Bible, that they call the European Jews, is God's people. So to cap that off, they had to invent a fictitious people. And that's what we call the European Jews, fictitious, thinking that they're the people of the Bible, the book. No, the book is an African book written by African people for African people about African people to help us understand from an African perspective. So if you're not African, you can't understand it from an African perspective because you don't have that thought pattern. But if you're European, then you will bring it to help people understand it from a European viewpoint, and that's what they do, and that's what they have done. So if you look at the History Channels, all the movies, you know, about Christendom, about the Bible, all white people, all Europeans. So it's just there as the counterfeit. And the Bible told us that they didn't say they're Jews or not. Those that say they're the church, they are not. These people who say that they're the spiritual people that they took over from the Jews, is that they are the spiritual church and they are the depositary of truth. So, nonsense. But in this last generation, for them to say that and them to prove it, they had to create a fictitious people. So, after World War II, they took the European Jews that were in Germany and other places, Russia and so forth, they took them and then they made them a homeland. Okay? They stole the homeland from the Palestinians. And that's why we have that fight over there with the Palestinians to today. There is no battle between Esau and Jacob. That's what they would have you believe, that Esau and Ishmael, that they are the descendants of the Arab, and that the European Jews are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But let me tell you for a fact, the European Jews have not one drop of blood from Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. Not one drop, you hear me? So, for them to present this to the world and have the world believe that they are the people of the book, that they said, hey, we're going to take these European Jews around the world and put them in Israel. And then we're going to set up an army over there. And the United States voted them in. And the UN voted them in. And they brought them in there. And they said, okay, hey, now we have. So now you have your homeland, your people. And we gave them the nuclear bomb.
That's right.
The Americans, they say they, oh, they said the Jews stole it. No, got lost in a boat, whatever. We gave it to them, something like that. Because they're Europeans. So they have, but they are the centerpiece to say that they are the people of God. They are the ones, as they would have for people to believe, that yes, that Germany, when they were fighting, Germans were saying that this is white supremacy, which was this KKK, which is the same thing as the Bible Belt. All of them taught the same thing. Even in Great Britain, they taught that. That's why if you go look at the movie, Gandhi, you will hear that the people, the British people are teaching the people in South Africa and different other places around the world that, hey, that they are Yahweh's people. Okay? And that they are, you know, the descendants and all of this foolishness. But anyway, bottom line was, they had for the end last days to come, we had to have a counterfeit Jews. We had to find, as the Bible said, they that say they're Jews and are not. We had to have that. And he set them up in Israel so that the people will believe all of these things. So that's what we were studying last week. And then we took it to another point to help you understand of how the European, now that they put them over there, the Christian world, the religious right, now they had to also not just do that. They had to figure out a way that it could be biblical. Okay? And that's where the fig tree comes in. That's what I was trying to explain last week. But let's take a break. Let's hear from our sponsors. And then we will return. And we will, guess what? We will continue. Okay, it sounds like we're not going to have any commercials this time. Okay. All right. Unable to play. Okay, so let's keep on going. Okay, so I pray that you will be able to understand what I'm saying. Like I said, someone already mentioned to me, it's not how they understood this. Okay, let's go for this a little slow, easier for the brother. Okay, this is Matthew chapter 24, verse 32. Now, learn this parable from the fig tree, when its branches have already become tender, and put it forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the door. Verse 24. Assuredly, I say unto you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away. Okay, so this is the verse that they are using. Okay, now who's they? That's what she kept saying. Oh, you, who's this they? Okay, this is the European Christian, European pagan Christian church. This is what they teach. Okay? Most people teach that the fig tree represents Israel. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. And they'll use a scripture. It says, I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, that's Yeshua, you can do nothing. So, okay, we'll give them that. Okay, okay. Say he's saying Israel is the fig tree. No problem. Okay? And that when Israel became a nation at the end of World War II, 1945, that's when it ended, that Israel or the European Jews, let's get it straight now, that the Christian world, European pagan Christian world, was teaching that we have to protect Israel. They're tender. Okay, now that's what this branch was saying here. Notice it, learn this parable from the fig tree. So fig tree, that's the came thing. What fig tree? Fig tree is Israel, okay? That's what they're saying. Okay, when its branches has already become tender and put forth leaves. So if they said that after World War II, that now The Jews, the European Jews, were now being tender. That's what they were saying. That's their tenderness. They were very tender. They were, and then they're starting off a new lesson as they put forth leaves, loose leaves. You know that summer is near. And so they were saying that Europeans, you know, religious right, Christian, well, the Bible Belt, or whatever, however you want to call it, you know, they were teaching that we have to protect Israel. That's still in the law today. They've been telling, you know, that they make that a law. We got to protect Israel. Okay, yes, the true Israel, not the counterfeit. So that's how I put it, the true Israel. But you don't protect the true Israel because they are black people, because they're the black Hebrew Israel. You will not protect them. You are destroying them, and you enslave them. Okay? So, they're doing the exact opposite of what they teach. And so, it says that the fig tree was Israel, and Israel was, now, who is Israel? Now, they're saying whoever's in Israel is in Israel. Okay? So, they had to capture the land and take it. By force. And they said that the Yahweh, Yeshua, Elohim, that he had blessed them to take over the land again. Now, he ain't blessed them to take over no land. He had nothing to do with it. That had to do with the United States and the UN voting these European Jews to go into Israel and, you know, and to give them all the military might and the bomb and everything else they needed to exist. Okay, and they kicked out the Palestinians. But this is their European pagan tradition. Christian tradition, this is their tradition. They came to America, kicked out the Native Americans, declared themselves the true Americans, and anybody who they kicked out and pushed them to Mexico and pushed them to Central and South America, when we kicked them out in Mexico and so forth, now they said they want to come back into their land. And we say, no, you can't come back into your land because you are illegal aliens. Now, that is the biggest lie that could ever be told. How can the original people who were here be illegal aliens? And that's exactly what they're saying over in Israel. These Arabs and so forth with Palestinians, that they are illegal aliens. When in reality, the European Jews are illegally taking over the land. And they'll say the Six-Day War, Yahweh gave it. No, Yahweh had nothing to do with that. You didn't see no fire rain down from heaven. You saw a bunch of missiles from the United States. Please, stop this foolishness. All right? Okay? All right. You didn't see no fire by day and by moon by night. A pillar of fire and a cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night as they led through the wilderness. No, you didn't see any of that. You saw the missiles coming from the United States and we're giving them the bomb. That's the deal. So please, let's wake up now. Let's wake up. So, even inside of Judaism, there was a debate. Is the Jews, the European Jews, are we supposed to go back to Israel? And they said, no way, that we cannot go back to Israel because the promise is that when the Messiah comes, he will bring us back to Israel. And so there was no Messiah, so then they said they're not going back. So that's why you have the Hasidic Jews and a bunch of them in New York, Philadelphia, so because they said that's the people who went over there, and most of them that went over there are secular Jews. What is a secular Jew versus a practicing Jew? A practicing Jew is, you know, it could be a reformer, it could be a liberal, it could be orthodox, it could be an Hasidic, it could be whatever. To be any of these type of Jews, they're practicing. That means they practice, you know, following, trying to follow the Torah, so forth. But then you have your secular Jew. Secular Jews said, we were born into this, we were born by these names, and we don't accept any of that religion. We don't believe in any of that stuff, but we do believe that we, Israel, and we want a land, and we want to take over. And they just like every other European, you know, that take over the world. That's what World War I was about. Europeans fight Europeans. Take over. World War II, Europeans fight Europeans. World War III, okay? So now these guys are saying, yeah, now it's the European Jews are now, you know, are now the center stage. So they're saying that they were tender. That's what the church taught. The church, I got to make sure I define it. The church, the Gentile, European, pagan, Christian denomination. Okay, that church. Okay, so they taught that now they were tender. In 1945, 1946, 1948, they voted in the UN. They said, okay, we got it. And so that started war over there. Okay? And so they said, now that they have established Israel, now Yeshua can come back. Okay? So then they're interpreting the scripture. Now listen to what I'm saying. This is what they're saying. Now, okay, so I explained to you what their interpretation is of verse 32. Now, learn this parable. From the fig tree, when its branches has already become tender. That's what they were saying. Israel was tender, was a little babe coming out of the womb of America and the UN, because they're the one who birthed them and put them there, and put forth leaves. Okay, so now they're there. Okay, and the Arab nations and so many nations are not recognizing them as a nation because they are nothing but colonialists. Just like Americans in America, European Americans, they're not but colonialists. African Americans, they were just slaves that were brought to America. The illegal aliens, the Mexicans, are the true Native Americans. And you hear Trump, they say, Trump will say that he wants all the illegal aliens to leave, so he needs to get up and go. Because he is an illegal alien. Okay? This is not his home. He came from Europe and he needs to go back. Okay? And that's what they tell the black people. Black people, if you don't like it, well, you can go back to Africa. Well, I didn't ask to come here. Okay? And you, and I remember one person told me, why y'all call yourselves African Americans rather than American? Because we recognize the fact that we were black Africans who were born in America. And so that's why we are Africans born in America, African American. And you guys are y'all are not Americans, y'all are European Americans. Europeans that came over and stole America from what we call today the Mexicans. Okay? So let's get the story straight. Okay? So, as this is their practice, so as they go along to colonize, we're not surprised that Israel, you know, all of that, you know, that that's how they operate. So, it says, and he puts forth his leaves. So, down there, they said, we're here to stay. You know that summer is near. And so what does it mean that you know that summer is near? When you see, according to the European pagan tradition to church, the Christian world, they're teaching that Israel is the fig tree, and they bring forth in 1948, they came into existence, and so now that we see that they're there, now we know that summer is near. What is this summer? Summer is when heat hits, and everything is all hot. And that's when the end of the world comes. So that's what this interpretation is. Now, this is not my interpretation. This is the European pagan Christian world interpretation. Okay? Of these verses. And how they justify white supremacy in every form. The super race. White. And that's what Hitler was teaching. That's what the Klans were teaching. That's what they taught in South Africa. That's what they taught in Bible Belt. Same thing. Nothing changed. White supremacy ain't changed to this day. So, then it says, the next verse, so you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the door. What is at the door? Yahweh's second coming. Okay? It says Yahweh's second coming will be at the door when you see the tree branches, and they claim was Israel coming into birth, 1942. So they said, hey, it's at the door. Yeshua, the world coming to end. Yeshua is coming back. Hey, hey, hey. Then verse number, and that's what they're saying. You know it's at the door. Hey, it's going to be very soon. Now, how soon? Then they went, that's just not my interpretation. Make sure you understand. People misunderstood that last week. Not my Emmanuel interpretation, this interpretation of the European pagan Jewish, no, the European pagan Christian world, Christendom, this is what they teach, not me, okay? Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So, here we see, verse number 34. that it says Yahshua is saying, hey, you can count this, that this generation will not pass away till all these things take place. So they, the European pagan Christian world, teaches that, okay, then after 1948, when they forced the hand to make Israel a nation, the European Jews a nation, you know, the counterfeit, when they put them over there, they said that this generation will not pass away. So they say anybody that was born in 1948, okay, that generation, okay, shall not pass away. That means that Yeshua got to come, the end of the world got to come before they die. So if you were born in 1948, or living at that time, you were supposed to. So that's what they were saying. That's not me. This is the European pagan Christian world teaching. Okay? And they were teaching that 40 years later. Now, and then they had to say, okay, now what is Mark the generation? 40 years. They were 40 years in the wilderness. And then that generation did not go into the promised land because they were rebellious, hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and uncircumcised in heart, and always do resist the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now, okay? So, that generation did not pass away. So, all of those old people, all the people that were adults at that time, they all died. Then 40 years later, they went in and took you. They went in and took the Holy Land. They went into the land of Canaan. So, when that occurred, so they said, from biblical passages, it's 40 years of generation. So by 1988, that's what they said. Not me. It's the European pagan church. It's the church. Now this is y'all, this is what y'all believe. Well, that they believe. After they voted them in, the generation, according to the Bible, is 40 years. So people expected that 40 years later, 1988, they just shoot. Yeah, they call him Jesus, would come back. But we know today he did not come back in 1988. So the boys said, hey, okay. The church said, okay, we gotta revamp this. Okay, so sorry. We're sorry. 50 years is a generation. 1998 came and gone, and it did not happen. Then they said, whoa, okay, sorry, 60 years. And so 2008 has come and gone, and they realized that, hey, we need to forsake this interpretation. All right? Now, under this interpretation, they done built a whole nation on it. They done said that Yeshua was coming back because Israel became a nation. So their whole premise was all false. They forced the hand to make something that was not to be. And like I said, many European Jews who are ascetic, those who are very strict, they rejected the notion because they said that according to the Bible, that when Yeshua comes, he's going to bring his people back to Israel. And until the Messiah comes, he cannot. So that sets him up for a second apostasy. The first apostasy was that the European Jews have now taken over Israel and people believe that they're Israel. Even the Jews believe that they are Israel. Okay? So they got the whole world believing all of this. From the Christian world, the religious right, the Bible Belt people, okay? All right, whatever you want to call these characters. So, they went forth, and they had all of this. Okay, so what happens next? So, they created a false, you know, they didn't say they're Jews and are not, but in the synagogue will say they are in charge of Israel now. Because they are not the biblical people of the Bible, they're the European Jews. Okay, now they will try to tell you, well, we brought some back from Africa. We got the Falashas over there, and is that the other, and so forth, which is true. They do have the Falashas over there. They do have the Ethiopian Jews over there. Okay, so yeah, there are some of the original people that was there, but the people running the country are European Jews. Let's get it straight, okay? The European Jews are running Israel, okay? They're the ones that are coming up as prime minister. They're the ones that's running. So the real Jews are, and they just used as pawns, as usual. That's us, pawns. Okay, so as cover for their satanic wickedness, according to the Bible. See, I ain't thinking about all this. The Bible says very clear that they don't say they're Jews and they're not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And that's what it says in the book of Revelation. check it out for yourself. Okay, so they have set this counterfeit up twice. They set up the Universal Church Christendom, okay, which is not but European pagan Christianity, teaching white supremacy. That's why the KKK, the Bible Belt, Jim Crow laws, South Africa. That's why all these people, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that they could do this. But if you remember correctly, if you just go back to me, Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5, and Yeshua says, be not deceived. Okay, see, the world being deceived. Now, this is, now we're still reading Matthew 24 now. Come on now. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, in the name of Jesus, saying that I am Christ, saying that Jesus is the Christ, and shall deceive men. Now, that's what the Bible says. Now, you need to go back and check it out. Now, I remember when I was in the church believing this nonsense, they told me point blank, hey, that scripture means that that's the Jim Jones. Hey, that's the Muslim. That's the Buddha people. It's everybody but the people that say that Jesus is the Christ. Buddha does not say that Jesus is the Christ. Islam does not say Jesus is the Christ. Only the Protestants, which are the daughters of Babylon, and their mama, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth, the Roman Catholic Church, and all of her daughters, the Protestants. They're the only ones that teach that. So this scripture is saying that the Christendom, European pagan Christian church, and everyone who follows them will deceive many. Now, even if you accept Jim Jones, even if you accept these other people, okay, that you claim that, you know, Sun Young Moon and these people claim that they're the Christ and all, you know, this stuff. Okay, even if you accept them, they have glory, they have. Of course, they were false prophets, and they only collected a small group of people. They didn't many people, and that's why the Bible says, "Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat." So we're talking about the majority of the world, which is the majority of the Christian world, who is talking about. That's what Jesus was talking about. He's not talking about no little groups. He says, "Shall deceive many." Now tell me, the European Christian world, they deceive many. They have a big following. Yes. So that's who Yeshua is talking about. But so there's two of them. So that's the first one. The European pagan Christian church is a counterfeit of the true. Then they created the European Jews, which is a counterfeit of the biblical people. Two. So they got two counterfeits set up here running the planet. They say one is the spiritual leader and one is the what? Is the superpower. We are in deep trouble. We got deception of the highest order, the prince of the power of the air, of the airwaves, of the music, of the TVs, of the History Channel, of the Jesus, the Noah's Ark, the Passion of Jesus, all of these pictures that just keep giving you, feed you, why, European Jesus, when it was. Hey, Zeus is his name. So even there, it tells you that they worship Zeus. Because that's what Jesus means. You go ask the Spanish person. They will say, Jesus means, hey, Zeus. A Zeus worship. Wow. I didn't know that you was a Gentile. I told you, all that stuff. I told you they just changed the names and so forth. I told you. But don't have to believe me. It's all, the evidence is all around. If you open your eyes. So then after that, so we got two counterfeits set up. So notice what it says. They're saying the last generation. So they ran out of ideas about these verses. Okay. Now let's ask some other questions. Question is asked in every generation. What generation will see and live through these events? All right. Let's look at some scriptures here for a minute. We're going to start off with Proverbs. Is that okay with you? Proverbs chapter 30, verses 11 through 14. chapter 30, 11 through 14. Okay, let's see what it says here. There is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. Oh my goodness. Oh, what do we say here? Do you know of such a thing? There is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. Now, that is surely what's going on today. Now, back in the days when I grew up, if you spoke to your mama back and they smacked you and you picked yourself up off that ground. You hear me? You picked yourself up off the ground. You didn't talk back. You be laying down. And they would tell you, I remember my grandfather told us many times, boy, and like I said, my grandfather, but boy, I will whip you. And I said, no, my mama ain't gonna let you, and I will whip your mama and your daddy too. I'll whip all of y'all. I brought you into this world. No, granddaddy, you didn't bring me into this world. Listen, boy, thought you could back talk me. I brought your parents into this world, and they brought you into this world, and I will take you out. I said, wow, I will take you out of this world. I brought you out. I will take you out. That's what he told us. So there was no bad talk. We did not curse our fathers, nor did we not bless our mothers. We blessed our mothers and we blessed our fathers. Because, will you be picking yourself up off the floor? That's as simple as that. I said, don't you play. So this generation, they curse their father and do not bless their mother. And the mothers do so much for them, I just feel so bad that this is how they let their parents, their children, treat them this way. Boy, did you get that? You get that belt? Whip them. That they won't die. And they say, well, that's against the law. That's the law of who? All right, so anyway, let's not get into all of that. All right. There is a generation that is pure in their own eyes. Oh, no. Tell me this generation don't think they know everything. They just think they know everything. They don't know nothing. And they believe they're pure in their own eyes. That means that they think that they're all that. And yet is not washed from their filthiness. What did I say? They are not washed from their filthiness. That is a shame, man. Them boys, that the Bible says the heart is desperately wicked above all things now. Who can know? I was born and shaped in, I was born and conceived in iniquity. And my mother conceived me in iniquity. I was born and shaped in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. You hear me? So we are a wicked people. And they don't know. They're pure in their own eyes, do not know how wicked they are. Yet they have not washed of their filthiness. They don't even know that they are filthy, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Especially when that stuff that you hear on the radio and all of that trash. Oh, come on now. And you know they're filthy. There is a generation. Oh, how lofty are their eyes of how high they think of themselves. Oh, really? And their eyelids are lifted up. So they, you know, and you know, they put on all that makeup and they flash their eyes and all that stuff, you know. But it's talking about their mind in particular, of how their minds think and look at themselves as all of that, which they are not. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords. You hear that? Oh, they will cut you down in a minute. They will cut you down in a minute. I remember I was seeing sometime, I was out there, and I saw this in the store, you know, grocery store. White lady with a kid. You know, little kid, baby, came more than 2-3 years old. And she said, stop that. Oh, and that boy, keep doing it. I said, stop that. You're going to do it. And she go over grandpa and she thought he started whining and crying. Like, you should be able to return to me like that or whatever. And she did not smack that boy. She just spoiled that boy. That boy needs a whipping. That's all he needs. He needs a good whipping. The boy never got it. Matter of fact, the Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. It says that if you whip him, he will not die. But you will deliver his soul from hell. So that's where he goes. So you see, they're like swords. Their teeth are like swords. They will cut you down in a minute. And their jaws are like knives to devour the poor from off the earth. Oh, yeah. So they will cut you up. Thank you. And they will do it to each other. I mean, the poor people be cutting up the poor people. Man, they be just shooting down each other in these gang wars over drugs. Over. It's all over money because the love of money is the root of all evil. They love it. That they will kill for. Wow. And they will make you poor and devour the poor on the earth. And the needy from among them. Oh, woo-wee. The what? The needy from among them. Now, let me ask you this question. Does that sound like this generation? Some want to call it Generation X, whatever they want to call it. That's their problem. All right, let's look at Psalms chapter 22, verse 30 and 31. Psalm 22, verse 30 and 31. A prosperity shall serve him. Okay, this is his people. It will be recounted of Yahweh to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness. Hey, right now, let's build another group to a people who will be born. That he has done this. So, do you see the difference between the righteous and the wicked? Do you see the difference between their children? You got these people who believe that they are privileged, believe that they, you know, that they're special and all this stuff is nonsense. So that's nonsense. But there'll be a generation that will be counted. Counted of Yahweh. Yahweh will count it. I mean, there's so many people who have no clue of what's going on. And Yahweh said that he will, they will serve him. They will serve him. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to Yahweh for a generation. Okay, it says that it would, he would account this as a generation. So you got two generations there battling on the warpath. One who believed that they, you know, his chosen people, spiritual Israel and physical Israel. That's what they believe. The Christian church, spiritual Israel, they believe they're spiritual Israel. And the European Jews, they believe that they're physical Israel. So, and one, and they are as proud as they can be. They just think they can take the world and just do and treat anybody any way they want. And we do in America, that's how it is. America, please. Psalms 145, verse 4. One generation shall praise your words, and another to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. So they, through their righteousness, through their living right, that's what righteousness is, living right, living for Yahweh, that they will declare, Yahweh did this to me. I didn't do it. These are his works, his mighty acts that are being done. Does this sound like our generation? Notice, Yeshua said, when ye shall see these things, know that it is near, even at the door. So it is the generation that will see what the Messiah says would happen. In Matthew 24, verses 4 through 31 is the final generation. As wickedness rises to its top, Yahweh is calling for a people, you hear me? A people that will stand no matter what. He is tired of all these, you know, churchgoers, because they ain't into nothing. Because they just following the leader. And the leader teaching white supremacy. No matter from whatever angle you pull it. Doesn't matter if you're in a Christian church, Protestant church, it's all white supremacy. Doesn't matter if it's in the European Jews, it's all white supremacy. Everybody's teaching. So the last generation that would see the first events according to what the Messiah says is the final generation that will see all these things come to pass as the Messiah said. Okay, let us go back now and look at verse 4 through 31 so we can get a better understanding of what the Messiah is saying for us today. So next week, yes, our next study, we'll have to pick up from verse 4 of Matthew 24, and we're going to read all the way to verse 31. So you know that 31 verses we're going to be studying for a while. But never fear, Yahweh knows what's best. Okay, so that's what it's saying. So the question is, when you see these signs, now what are the signs, verses 4 through 31? We can just generally go over and we'll go into detail starting next week. But now we're just going to give you, because we're wrapping up here. Well, it's going to show you the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven plagues. All right, now. And then at the end of it, the moon shall be darkened, shall turn to blood, and the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall turn to blood, and the stars shall fall from heaven. And then shall ye see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of glory. And he shall send forth his angels. They shall, his elect, they will gather his elect from the four corners of the earth, from one end of heaven unto the other. And so shall we be with Yahweh. Okay? So that's what happens through 4 through 31. And we'll go over the seven seals, the seven trumpets, seven plagues. We went over those in Revelation. But now, like I said, that they are repeated in the gospel. And if you look a little closer, you'll see parts of them in Daniel. And the major prophets and the minor prophets. And so we had covered the 144,000. We've covered the rapture. We covered the 1,000-year reign. And we've been able to take scriptures from all of those areas, from the Old Testament, New Testament, all of, and so when people say that you should read the Old Testament, that you would not understand the Bible, believe it not. That is not true. The Bible tells us to study to show yourself approved. He didn't say go to Sabbath school, Sunday school. He did not say that. But that's what you're going to learn. He didn't say go hear the preacher. He didn't say that either. And you know when they preach, they aren't teaching you a thing. You need to study. And that's what we try to do. We try to teach. We're a teaching ministry. Because we don't know the word. So if we don't know the word, we're going to be lost. So, as we move forward, you hear me? We're going to start off with the first verse there. And the first verse is clear. They nothing but the European pagan church. Christendom as a whole. Take heed that no man. So Yeshua was serious. He said, take heed. You be careful now. That no man deceive me. Now, how will I know if they deceive me? For many shall come in the name of Jesus, saying that Jesus is the Christ, and shall deceive many. So it's that simple. Now, we know that there is Babylon. The Bible told us in Revelation chapter 14, Babylon is fallen, and become the habitations of devils, and the clean, and a hole of every unclean and hateful bird. Did you know that? What is Babylon? Babylon, we know we're in the belly of the beast. We know we're in Babylon. America. You can hear the people in Jamaica, you know, you used to the Rasta music, you listen to the Arabs and all. Everybody's saying that Babylon, man, Babylon is America. America is Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. And we know that the church, the European pagan Christian church, Christendom, is the counterfeit. And then we have the European Jews, the counterfeit. Remember, we got these two counterfeits that have raised up to teach white supremacy to the world. And they were doing good. You know, they had the Crusades, they had the Six-Day War. The Six-Day War was from the European Jews. The Crusades were the time of the Roman Catholic Church. Okay, so we have all of these things, and we should not doubt. So, like I said, when we come back, we're going to be able to map in for you. We covered the seals and the trumpets and the plagues a little bit. Now we're going to go into detail, because like I said, Revelation gives you the details, and that's why we went into the details. And then Matthew, Mark, Luke, that's it's not found in John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that's it. In those three Gospels, he gives you the order of events. Okay? So as we go through, we're going to try to understand the order as it is described in Matthew 24. So that we might be able to understand and know what is the time of Yahweh's will. Please listen. Listen. And if you want to order some of our videos and books, you have to go to www.peopleofcolor1.com. That is, again, www.peopleofcolor1.com. May Yahweh bless you, keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you, and may he give you peace. O Yahweh, we thank thee for this opportunity to have studied your word. We thank thee for the opportunity of understanding the counterfeit. Please, awaken us to righteousness, that we sin not. Help us that we might be able to understand, and that you might be able to teach us all those things that you would have us to understand. Bless us, keep us, and may his wonderful grace pour upon us, and may you give us peace. Amen. Thank you, and Yahweh bless you.